listener production.
G'day legends and welcome to another rip episode of the Auntie Donna podcast. Our best friend and ratty improv king Ben Russell joins us this week as the boys take an interstellar adventure. Remember, you can get access to bonus episodes and the video version of the podcast over at auntiedonnaclub.com.
Space Station 481 Log 642 Captain Jurister. Captain Mark Jurister. One word. Not much to report. Space is pretty empty. I'm pretty upset after being defeated by Thanos. But I have this robot woman with me and we're playing a little game with a piece of paper. And hopefully some sort of space woman will come and save us.
Veer away from Iron Man. Veer away from Iron Man.
Why?
Just veer away. We don't own. We don't have Disney
Iron Man. Or we don't own Iron Man.
Yeah, we don't.
What?
Yeah, so you can't do
it. Are you fucking kidding me?
What would you do if you did own
the suit? I'd fly. I'd stop world wars. I'd fly up into the sky.
Well, there hasn't been a world war for a long time.
Yeah, we're here now.
Oh, I am the captain of this ship, and I've just been space docked.
Oh, and yes, you've been docked.
I've been space docked, but that was before.
Yeah.
I got docked, yeah. And now I'm opening up the. They've come into the cabin, or the capsule.
It's just a little capsule in here.
It's just a tiny little capsule.
Isn't it funny that capsules, they can be, you know, on Earth, they're quite small. You put them in your mouth and you swallow them down. But then up here, you live in them.
Well, I can't hear you because I haven't put you onto the ship yet. You're still in the...
Well, if you can't hear me, then why are you looking in my direction and waiting for me to finish talking?
Because I'm an excellent lip reader.
Oh.
So what did I just say right then?
You said, what did I say just then?
Okay, what did I say now?
You said, what did I say now?
Okay, what about now when I, hello, I love, just skipping.
Said, hello, I love bum skipping.
That's right, he's good. He's good.
So, I'm going to, I need to decontaminate you first before I let you into
here. Oh, we're pure. We have been living clean for quite some time. So
you've been living lean?
Clean.
A lot of the
lean
clean.
That when you live in a city, the contaminants that fill your life every day, they just don't apply.
We're supposed
in our
to be
community.
Living. We're as humans, we're supposed to live in little villages.
Communities.
That's the you know, the smoke?
What is that?
You know, the stuff that comes through that
decontaminates. A simple steam.
Steaming. Yeah, it's good to get steamed, isn't it?
Mm.
I absolutely love a steam.
I just opened the door.
Hello.
You know, when I was living.
Can you fucking address me, please? I'm the captain. I'll let you on my ship.
Just one moment. We were talking about steam for a second.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I couldn't lip read through all the steam.
Steam, yeah.
Yeah.
Steam. I actually love a good steam. I don't know if it does anything to you.
Steam.
But I love a steam. So you sit there and you just steam it out and you just, oh, it's hot in here, isn't it? And your steam gets all steamed up.
Steam is the expression of water and air.
The expression?
That's right. Hi, my name is Ubal.
What's the difference between steam and just like water vapor?
Well, what's your name first?
My name's Bonru.
I think, look, I don't know what the difference between steam and water vapor is.
What's your hang on? We just need the producer to check what our names are. What's my name?
Bonru.
No, you're Bonru.
I'm Bonru.
What am I?
You're Ubo, and Ben is Rubo.
Rubon.
Who is that?
That's a boy.
Is that like your Jarvis?
It's just a little boy that we...
He came to the community when we were...
And now he's all grown up and we raised him.
He
there he is.
Entire kangaroo sausage.
And he ate an entire kangaroo sausage
when he arrived, and then was part of the community.
So, to become a part of your community. Where are you from?
Well, we're from a little place just outside the city,
Sneak
little community. But we blasted off, I would say.
We blasted off
beginning
about a year
maybe
ago.
The end of last year. Yeah.
What planet are you from? Because do you have any idea
Earth.
Where you are
planet
right
Earth.
Now?
We're from Earth.
Earth.
Yeah. We're, we're from a small city.
Small community. Little community. Yeah. Just south of Melbourne.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. And we blasted off.
We blasted off because
on a rocket
we
ship.
Didn't know how to end it. And if you don't know how to end something,
don't know how to begin.
You've got to blast off.
Wait, wait a second. So if you don't know how to end something,
you don't know how to begin
it, or you've got to blast off.
Both.
You don't know how to end something. You
just blast off.
Just blast off.
Mm.
I think I feel a blast off right now.
Really?
No.
Not yet. But soon. Maybe in like 10 minutes, 10, 15.
Well,
15
I hate to inform you.
Yes.
But there is no escape from this ship.
Oh, we just come the way that we came.
Through that door.
No.
There's more space out there. Did
no,
you know
because
that space is one of the biggest things in the entire world?
It's true.
It's not bigger than my dick.
Is your dick infinite?
I'm not sure. I think it's like 6 inches.
Oh, well, no, it's bigger than your
bigger
dick.
Than your
oh, okay.
Dick, yeah.
Well,
it's at the end. You know what I mean? That's what I want to know. And that's what we're on our way to. We want to see what is past
the asteroid
universe.
Belt.
No, there's, okay, so there's, all right, so there's the solar system.
Yes.
Earth, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Neptune, Mercury, Uranus, Saturn, Pluto, Eris.
Is Pluto part of it?
Well, it is part of it. It's just not a planet. It's a small dwarf planet.
What about Planet X?
Planet X actually doesn't exist.
Really?
Yes.
Anyway,
so after that, so you've got asteroid belts, and in the asteroid belts, you've got little dwarf planets. And they're like, hello, we're not quite planets. Mm-hmm. We're not full spheres.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you've got the Oort cloud.
The Oort cloud.
Oort cloud.
Oort.
And then after you've got that, then there's the heliopause.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you've got a bunch of other space. But after that, you've got like different solar systems. And after that, you've got the galaxy. And after that, you've got lots of galaxies. And then after lots of galaxies, what's after that?
Well,
I actually know. Oh, yeah?
Yes. What's at the end of that is the wall of a marble. Because we are actually all in a marble.
Men in Black, that's a Will Smith, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
That's a Will Smith.
But that's true.
What happened to Will Smith? I don't see him
hit a man.
Yeah, he hit a man on stage.
Oh.
And haven't heard much of him since. Hasn't stopped his career.
Did you know that consciousness expands beyond universe?
What?
The consciousness, your own consciousness expands beyond what you believe to be space.
And guess what your mind is? It's your body. And that's why clean living is so important.
Can we just
and
get
that's
out
why
of
we
this.
Only drink each other's wee.
You only drink each other's wee?
His piss, my piss.
Yeah.
He drinks my piss.
I drink his piss.
Well, we've got water on here, so you don't need to do that. And
oh,
we've also got Dr. Pepper.
No, I can't.
Do you know Dr. Pepper and water?
Yeah, we got Dr. Pepper and water.
Do you know the ingredients of water?
Hydrogen. And then 2 oxygen. Or is it 2 hydrogen and 1 oxygen?
No.
H2O.
No.
I don't know if the 2's attached to the H or the O.
It's the H.
Yeah, 2 hydrogen.
No.
I was right the first time.
Do you know where water comes from?
The sea?
I know where his urine comes from.
Exactly.
His balls?
No. Urine doesn't come from the balls.
Oh, that's semen.
That's semen. Grow up.
Where does piss live? Piss lives in the bladder then.
Piss's house is the liver and kidneys.
Yeah.
The liver?
Can we just get out of this area? We're just still standing at the front of where you've walked in. I'd love to show you through my ship.
Where I am
is where
what
you
I
need to be.
Not all who wonders are lost. And that's a great little thing that I love
not
to
all
say.
Who wonder
over
are
and
lost.
Again.
Where I am. What I need.
I also love to go.
Could we sit down in
the
cafeteria?
Do you know social media? Sometimes I like to go on there and I like to post just lyrics from songs.
If I start walking, will you follow me or will you stay here? I just want to get... This isn't usually the area where we hang out.
Are you guys on Facebook?
We don't have Facebook in space.
My grandson.
Don't you want to know about me?
He's on Facebook. He has 1,000 friends.
Wow.
And I said, I don't have 1,000 friends, but I do have 3 friends who are very important to me.
Yes. And I think that's what the young people are missing, you know. It's all just like, oh, look at your phones. What am I doing? Who am I? But who are you, you know? And all you need to do is sit down and drink your friend's urine. And that's the only social media platform that I love.
Would you like something?
Guzzled a quart of his piss yesterday.
And you do guzzle. You're a guzzler. Yeah, you just sit down. You ever seen like a real thirsty man at the desert?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what Ubal is like.
I think we're women.
We are old ladies.
What are you pissing into?
Each other's mouths.
Oh, straight into the mouth?
Sometimes.
Yeah, you're approximated. Yeah.
Or maybe a beaker. Or a horn, like a Viking.
Mm-hmm.
Like a big barrel from Donkey Kong.
Yes.
A Donkey Kong barrel?
Yes, yeah. You know those big horns that they... Now also, how do they put those horns down?
What do you mean?
Well, you see the horns and they're like, oh, let's cheers after a great feast of battle. But they've just got these horns of mead and things like
that. Let's just go to the cafeteria. On this ship.
Great.
Come through. Can I get you anything to eat?
Walk with your hips.
What?
Walk, lead with your hips.
I'm in space. I'm in space, man.
First up, what do you think gravity is?
What do I think it is?
Yeah.
No.
It's the bending of space-time.
Is it?
Yeah.
You think of gravity as something pushing you down.
No, not really.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
You think it's pushing you down.
You think it's pushing you down.
No, I don't.
Lifting from your knees.
Yeah, lift from your knees. That's what gravity could
be. Lead from your knees. Never from your hips.
I've been in zero gravity for quite a while.
Well, did you know that you don't age as much when you're away from things with mass?
What?
Yeah, it's true. You don't age. Your age slows because time slows.
And I bet you think gravity's pushing you down.
No, I don't.
It is.
Oh,
look at this. Look at this fellow.
He's from the cities. One coffee, please.
I'll pay with my PayPal on my telephone. Look at all this. How's your day? Gravity's not pushing you down too
12,
much.
12, 12 NFTs, please.
12 cash. 12 beamits.
Back on Earth.
Can I pay with GPay?
Can I pay GPay?
Oh, I have to subscribe to a Patreon OnlyFans.
I don't have to top up my Mikey.
Oh, can I pay with Combank Tap and Pay?
Tap and Pay? Oh, what's your bank number details?
And I'll transfer you in doing codes and numbers.
Yes. Do you have Pay ID?
No.
I blanked out for a second and I'm not ATM sure.
ATM fees.
Got this. Yeah.
Did you know that you don't even have to worry about that?
Yeah, it's all online now.
It's all online. You can get online, but stay in the real world.
What are you talking about?
Stop thinking
Can we sit down somewhere else?
We're not trying to push you down right now.
You're walking around thinking gravity's pushing you down.
I don't think that.
Paying with cash.
Cash, paying with card.
But you're going into Woolworths and buying things.
Using your smartwatches.
You can pick up and look
how many steps I've taken.
You can pick and up beep. And go. Now, you order online at Woolworths and you just pick up and go.
You go to the self-service checkout. You can only pay with card here. That's fine.
You can have... All I want to do is offer you any meal you want, but it'll be in stick form.
Yeah.
It'll be in...
It's that simple, isn't it?
That's simple.
What? What do you mean it's that simple?
Throw to an ad.
All right, let's go to an ad, and then I'm going to come back. I'm going to find out what these two gals are doing on my ship. And we're back.
That was quick.
With me, I'm a captain. And I got these two funky gals, these two... from a commune. Hippie gals? Would you call yourselves hippies?
You would call us a hippie, wouldn't you?
The Greeks would call us, the ancient Greeks, that is.
Mm.
They might call us witches or because they don't understand our ways.
Or Greek.
Or Greek. They might call us Greeks.
If we were from Greece,
ancient
Greece. Do you want me to show you to your quarters? Because we're still just in the docking bay and it's just not a place for socializing.
Let me tell you something. How do you think gravity works?
If we were in Spain right now and we were all from Spain, we would be Spanish.
Spaniards. Yeah. Don Quixote.
And you would be wandering around going, oh, Don Quixote, I will attack this windmill because it's a dragon.
And it's not a windmill.
It's not a dragon and it's not a windmill. No. It's your own belief that you're getting pushed down by gravity.
All right. What about the Sagrada Familia?
What?
What about the Sagrada Familia?
No. So,
I'm not familiar with the Sagrada.
When you wake up in the morning,
the architecture.
When you wake up in the morning, Mark, how do you get out of bed?
How do I get out of bed?
Yeah. Mm.
Well, here I unstrap myself. Mm. I float up.
No. No.
What do you mean, no?
Lead with your nose.
You've got to feel. Okay, look at me. I'm just going to come behind you and I'm just going to place my hands on your hips.
Okay.
Okay.
Can we do this in my, like, in a, just in a different part of the ship for the love of God?
Come here.
Oh, God. All right.
Okay.
All right.
So you can see this. This is where you're leading from. You're leading from your little tum.
What are you doing here, by the way?
We blasted off because we didn't know how to finish.
Okay.
So
you don't know how to finish.
Yeah. Everything's from your tummy trying to push off. out your chest. Look at your chest. Oh, you're a big man. You want people to think that you're a big man because you think that gravity is pushing you down. But
what you would really do is lift with your knees and lead with your nose.
And imagine that you're walking through the space and everything is honey.
You both stink like really bad as well, just by the way. Both smell fucking terribly.
Yes. Yeah.
Your breath smells like piss and your body smells like BO. And it's really full on.
The first bit is because we drink exclusively piss.
I'm all about flagons. Like, I'm all about living natural and stuff.
We drink flagons of piss. Yes. You know,
and then the second one is because our diet consists entirely
of piss.
So that starts to
get through. Because if you're sweating piss.
Yeah.
Mm. But let me ask you something.
Please, for the love of God, ask me a question.
When you walk.
Oh, no, not if it's about gravity. If it's about gravity.
You heard him walking.
Oh, one ticket to a movie, thank you. Oh, I'll go to this seat that's marked for me and there's someone looking, someone there at my seat and they look at me and they say, the theater's nearly empty. Just pick another seat. You're like, no, this is my assigned seating, please. And they sort of go, okay.
No. We have a movie theater here. We've only got four DVDs though.
How do you take the news in?
4D.
No, four DVDs.
4D movie cinemas. There's one of those. I went to Hobart. Oh, yes.
The only way to watch movies is 4D. 12D?
12D cinema.
What are the other dimensions?
Have you ever been to Hobart?
No.
Hobart's one. That's one dimension. The next dimension is the flat dimension. The second dimension is the flat but in the opposite direction dimension. The third dimension is an out dimension. The fifth dimension is out but in a different dimension. The second dimension is smell. The third dimension is sight. The fourth dimension is feeling.
Water spraying in your face.
The second one is being slightly vibrated. Yeah. The third is sound from a different area.
Sound from a different area.
The third is temperature. It's cold.
And how else do we take things in? If you wake up in the morning... You feel,
if you wake up you in the
feel
morning,
someone's,
if you wake up.
You feel someone's connection. How are you taking that in?
How am I taking in I wake up?
I'd love to see. Do you think we should give you a. I'd love to see you get bathed in sound.
Okay.
Well, for that, we're just going to have to go close to the cinema room.
Close your eyes. Right. Now, how would you close your eyes?
How?
How would you? Walk us through what you're doing. When you say, I'm going to close my eyes, my name is Mark.
Okay, I go.
No. Go on.
Go.
So the first.
No. So what is closing your eyes?
Okay. I guess.
Eyelids.
shut
no.
islands.
No. No, it's closing your eyes is. It is
work.
Working. No.
Working out.
Waking.
Work, waking.
Out. It is. What
no,
is it?
No, no.
Working.
It is.
No.
You know it. I know it. What is it? What do we think it is?
Process.
No.
No.
Peace.
No.
Livestock.
No. Opening your eyes.
Open your
lifting
eyes.
Lifting the eyelids.
Lifting it up. And you can't do that when gravity is pushing you down.
Yeah.
So the way you think of, how do you think of gravity?
How do you think of it? Pushing.
Pushing.
No, I don't think.
Pulling.
Pulling. Pushing you.
What do you think it is?
I think.
No.
Is it equal to?
Mass?
No.
Calm down. Calm down.
You need to Okay, we just need to shake it off.
Okay.
We need to shake it off. After this, we're going to give you a nice sound bath.
Mm.
And I'm not talking about one of your movies.
Okay.
I'm talking about us just bathing you in the sound.
You won't be wet. You won't be dry.
Not from sound.
No.
I'll probably be dry.
Would you like a glass of piss?
I've got one on the go right now.
It is. And can I say, that is the yellowest piss I have ever seen.
Mm.
It's like...
That's warm. That is steaming.
Steaming piss.
She gets it so hot.
I'm going to look up the Pantone number so people can get an idea of...
Well, and there's no time for European Christmas cakes.
What?
Pantone. They're always dry, don't you think? Pantone?
Pantone.
So dry.
Here's the thing. He hit a moment of conflict. What do I know? What do I not know? And what did he do? Reached for his phone.
That's right.
Isn't that interesting?
Oh, excuse me. I'd like to Bing this.
Bing?
Bing this or Bing. I don't know. Something, I'll just Bing it. Yeah, everybody's
it's not Pantone,
Binging.
I'm stupid. What is it?
Panettone.
Panettone.
That's just Pantone. Pantone. I got confused with the cake because I know the cake quite well. I've had some with dried pear in it. And it's pretty good.
Mark, we're going to give you something called a sound bath.
Oh, God. All right.
Sound bath.
Yeah.
Do you know what a sound bath is?
It doesn't make me wet and it doesn't make me dry.
That's right.
No.
That's what you said. What? Well,
no.
You've got to get on the same page.
Think of sound. Something pulling you up. How do you think of gravity?
I think of gravity.
Oh, hello. Oh, I've got to reach for the telephone, go to the telephone booth, say, excuse me, put 40 cents in there.
My internet isn't working, but the piss is very yellow.
Classic, isn't it? Oh, I want to Bing it.
Yeah, I want to Bing it. You don't need to Bing.
You don't need to Bing anymore.
A sound bar.
A sound bar. Okay, let me just reach around.
No.
Let me just...
Your dick.
No. I'm setting a boundary.
Let me just reach around. I'm just going to cup you.
No.
He's just cupping you.
I'm just cupping you.
Yep.
How's that feel?
That's good.
Now, close your eyes.
Yep.
No.
No.
My eyes are closed. I'm being cupped against my will.
What do you think it is?
What do I think it is?
What do you think it is?
What do I think this is?
What do you think it is?
Just it?
Okay, because so you go to the store, you say, oh, 3 groceries, please. I need some cutlets. I need some asparagus. I love asparagus.
What? But doesn't that make your piss taste weird?
No.
It's what you say taste weird. I say a little bit of a flavor. Because what is taste but smelling? Smell.
Taste is smell?
No.
No.
All right, look.
Well,
I thought when to. Oh, are you pissing?
Oh, that's a fresh one. And piss behaves differently in no gravity.
It blobs around.
Mm.
Blobs. Because you don't have gravity, so you've just got surface tension.
Mm. What?
Yeah.
All right.
Surface
tension. All right. Well.
I think it's time for us to blast
off. No, don't blast off.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
But I think there's a way to end this.
No, don't even try. Anyway, we're going to blast. Would you like to blast off with us?
Yeah, all right.
There we go. Okay. Ooh. Okay. Yeah. And
Captain's log, 346. I'm no longer the captain of this ship. I've left with two piss-drinking women. I'm trying to record my just last captain's log.
Hold your thoughts.
I can't do anything. Oh, wow. I can't do anything.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
I have to do this. This is going to get beamed back.
Close your eyes.
I'm going to put my hand in a glass of piss and flick it on you.
Why?
It's part of the sound bar.
After you blast off, there is very little
else.
No.
I was going to become one of you. No. I was going to become one of you.
Well, you will.
You will.
Yeah, what? But yeah, every time.
That's for the next
episode. You become one of us?
No.
Getting that call.
No, different call. It's my father.
From Earth. Calling from Earth. How do you think that phone works in space?
Signals.
No.
Beams.
No.
All right, you tell me.
Yes. How longer have we
Didn't we blast
How
off?
How much longer have we got?
I feel like we're done.
Yeah, but
we've already blasted off.
We need 4 more minutes of content.
Really?
Because I thought that this was going for too long. That's why I initiated the blast off.
Well, now we're blasted off.
Well, we can always blast off from a blast off.
I haven't pressed the blast off yet.
We blasted off
the sound.
You've got to let me make some calls. I have to be allowed to make some calls.
What do you think blast off is?
I've got a feeling no matter what I say, it's going to be wrong.
Yes.
That's a fun game, isn't it?
Oh.
Ah, there you go.
She's getting it.
Do you feel wet or dry?
I feel crumb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your new name is Bulbul.
Would you like this warm glass of piss straight from my kidneys?
Yes. Yes, I would.
Your hair is turning nice purple. Dyed purple.
Ladies, shall we blast? Can we make it a double?
Double blast?
Double blast.
Three.
Engine throttle.
Two. One.
All engines running.
Ignition.
Glow.
We have blast off.
No.
That's one small blast off and a second blast off me.
Glow.
What? What do you think that I said?
I feel you said blast off.
Yeah.
I tried and I hate it.
No.
I tried doing this and I hate it.
No.
Because that piss was just so acidic.
What do you think? Why do you think my stomach hurts?
What about tomatoes? They're acidic.
Yeah, but this is very different. Maybe if you'd eaten a tomato, the piss would taste slightly different.
Do you know what's happening?
What?
Still feeling gravity.
No, I'm not. We're in a where there's no gravity where we are.
Yes, but
there's surface tension.
Here we are.
And yet here we are. I tried your ways. It's not for me. So guess what? I'm going to blast off.
Good luck.
We wish you good spirit.
I wish you grand adventures in space. Are you blasting off back to Earth?
I think we're going to see each other again.
I don't think we are.
I think we are.
No.
I think so.
In one life.
I'll tell you this much. If I see you again.
What do you think a cow sees?
A cow sees?
What do you think a cow sees?
It looks to the horizon.
It's a prey animal.
It's a prey animal?
Yeah, it's a prey animal.
As in it is prey?
Yes.
What do you think it sees when it
looks? Not if you're a blade of grass.
What do you think a cow sees when it looks to the horizon?
Same thing as everything else.
What about sheep with their weird eyes?
What do you think a sheep sees?
Or goats.
They've got those horizontal eyes.
Yeah, goats.
What do you think about those?
What do I think about it?
Yeah, what if you saw a person with horizontal eyes?
What would I think?
Yeah, like those sort of
I would think
eyes.
They have goat eyes.
Yes.
Mm.
No.
wrong.
Well, I'm blasting off.
Okay.
I didn't have a good time.
No, that's all right. That's natural.
Neither of you are people.
What do you think?
I like to be around. Shut up.
So
shut
as
the
you
fuck
move
up.
Through the space, I want you to imagine that it's thick
honey.
As the
honey.
Ranking officer.
What happens when you walk through the white box?
That's right.
Through the white box.
I want you to be like a hot honey. Pan and someone puts a nut on you.
Yeah. Like an almond.
Yes.
How hot's the pan?
Yeah, it's searing.
You are several pine nuts.
You're several pine nuts. What do you think that feels like?
A prelude to pesto.
No.
Oh, that was a pretty good answer. Yes.
Bouncing off the pan.
You're bouncing, and I want you to make your way through the space bouncing off the pan.
All right.
Now, picture a color.
Purple.
No.
Green.
Oh, no.
Blue.
No.
Piss yellow.
Yes.
Goodbye.
I'm blasting off.
Bye.
I'm blasting off.
Bye.
God damn it.
You've been listening to the Auntie Donna podcast. Thanks for joining us for another RIP episode brought to you by AuntieDonnaClub.com. See you next week. Listener.